Esther chapter 6. That night the king could not sleep, so he commanded to bring the book of historical records, the annals, and they were read to the king. It was found written that two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the king's private quarters, Bigthana and Teresh, Mordecai had uncovered their conspiracy to assassinate King Ahasuerus. The king asked, "What honor and dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this?" Then the king's attendants replied, "Nothing was done for him." The king asked, "Who is in the courtyard?" Now Haman had come into the outer courtyard of the king's palace to request permission from the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. The king's attendants answered, "Haman is standing in the courtyard." The king ordered, "Let him come in." So Haman came in, and the king asked him, "What should be done to the man whom the king wishes to honor?" Now Haman thought to himself, "Who would the king want to honor more than me?" So Haman replied to the king, "For the man the king desires to honor, let a royal robe be brought which the king has worn, and a horse the king has ridden on, and one with a royal insignia on it. Let the royal robe and the horse be delivered to the hand of the one of the king's most noble officials. Have him robe the man the king wishes to honor, and let him lead him on horseback through the city square and proclaim before him, 'This is what is done to the man whom the king desires to honor.'" Then the king said to Haman, "Quickly, take the robe and the horse, as you have just suggested, for Mordecai the Jew, who sits the king's gate. Do not leave anything out of all that you have proposed." Then Haman took the robe and the horse, and dressed Mordecai, and led him on the horse through the city square, proclaiming before him, "This is what will be done to the man the king desires to honor." Mordecai returned to the king's gate, but Haman hurried home, agonizing and shamefully covering his head. Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that had happened to him. Then his wise men and his wife warned him, "If Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is Jewish, you will not prevail. You will surely be unsuccessful against him." While they were still talking with him, the king's eunuchs came and hurried Haman off to the banquet Esther had prepared.